And now it begins. Having heard again this story, having seen again the cuteness, having heard the story, it seems that Christmas has begun. I know a lot of pastors and a lot of congregations constantly lecture people, Christmas doesn't start until December 25th, and that's true. You've probably heard me say many times the 12 days of Christmas starts on December 25th. It goes through January 5th. And it's still kind of sad to me that so many people pack Christmas away back into the attic on December 26th. But we cannot fight the fact that in our culture, Christmas starts for most people the day after Thanksgiving, if not the day after Halloween. And I would say, in fact, there's no need to fight it. We ourselves as a congregation are involved in early Christmas too. The Beaufort Christmas Parade was last week. The Christmas caroling, Christmas craft family time, Christmas themed get togethers for youth and St. John's women, for Kappa and the young adults. It all has either happened or will have happened by the end of today. Bottom line, there's no need to fight a battle trying to hold off Christmas until December 25th. The only battle we need to fight, if battle and fighting are the right words, they probably aren't, but to use them anyway, the only battle we need to fight is with ourselves. The only struggling, wrestling we need to do is to remind ourselves, is to remember what is most important about Christmas. Today's pageant is part of that. It reminds us that the center of the story is the wonder of God coming into the world. God, the one who created the universe, becoming a baby. God becoming human, crossing the boundaries. God reaching out to those of no worldly importance, like Mary and Joseph, a poor family in a nowhere corner of the world. God reaching out to those on the margins of society, like the shepherds. God reaching out to those who are them, not us, like the Magi. God reaching out to humanity in all its brokenness and struggles and division, in all its fear and despair, to proclaim salvation, to proclaim joy, to proclaim peace. As the angels sang, glory to God in the highest and peace among those whom God favors. Glory to God in the highest and peace to those whom God favors. Who is that? Whom does God favor? The poor and the rich, the well thought of and the outcasts, all of humanity, all of us. God favors all of us. Now that we have heard the story again, now that we have seen the cuteness, now that we, the children of St. John's, have embodied the story, it begins. We are again entering into the celebration of Christmas with the heart of the story in our hearts. As we journey through these last 9 days of Advent, reminding ourselves that we do not hope in vain, that we do not wait for nothing, that we have certain hope in God's grace and love. As we journey through the last days of Advent and then into the 12 days of Christmas, may our joy and peace and love be renewed, reborn, rekindled. And may we, in the midst of a world all too often filled with struggle and pain and sorrow, be signs to our neighbors and to the world of what is most important about Christmas, that God comes to be with us. That God in Jesus, by the power of the Holy Spirit, is with us. Amen.